Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CT web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Have you ever thought about what makes franchises different from your company? In a word, it's systems. Every area of the operation is studied, perfected, and turned into a documented system. Once systems are in place, the company runs really well, without the company owner having to be involved in the day-to-day operation. This month, the founder of this program, Tom Grandy, is doing a presentation entitled Systems Equal Success. After listening to this presentation, you will come to a life-changing realization. With a little effort, your company can become just as systemized as the national franchise. Are you ready? Well, let's get going.
Systems Equal Success. Let's begin our discussion on why systems are important to your company by reviewing three little-known but true statistics. These are not my numbers. These are published numbers created by none other than your own federal government. Did you know that 86% of all the companies in the United States of America have 25 employees or less? Think about that for a minute. 86 out of every 100 companies are owned and run by individuals just like you and me. These companies are the basic fabric of this nation, so surely there must be classes taught in high school, trade school, colleges all across the land on how to run successful small companies, right? Wrong. For the most part, there is nowhere to go when it comes to learning how to run a bakery, a small retail store, a restaurant, or in our case, a trades company. The lack of educational opportunities is staggering when it comes to running a small business. Since there are few classes to attend, one can come to only one conclusion. It must be relatively easy to run a small business. If that were not the case, lots and lots of training would be promoted all across the land, right? Wrong again. Let's review statistic number two, again provided by your friendly federal government. According to the government, 90%, that's right, 90% of all the businesses that start up this year will fail the very first year. That's right, 90 out of 100 companies that starts up this year will fail within 12 months. Worse yet, only one company out of 1,000, that's right, one company out of 1,000 that starts up this year will ever see its 20th birthday. Man, that's a real confidence builder when it comes to starting your own company. Now the question is, why? Why do they fail? Well, according to Uncle Sam, they fail because of, quote-unquote, poor paperwork. In other words, the typical company owner knows what to do physically to provide the product or to the service, but very few understand the business side of business. Well, now we know 86% of all companies have 25 or less employees. And we also know that most fail within the first year. Armed with these statistics, I can hear the words of my dad ringing in my head now. He used to say, "Son, if you want to be successful, simply find a need and fill it." Sounds logical, doesn't it? Since we know the need is there, where are the training classes? For the general public, they simply don't exist. However, for a select few, there is an answer. Does the word franchise come to mind? Many years ago, a few sharp individuals saw the need and began filling it. They created the franchise industry to teach individuals how to run small businesses using a system to run the company. Has it been successful? Well, let's again look to Uncle Sam for the answer. Isn't it good to know that your tax dollars are not wasted? Isn't it good and great to know that while you're sleeping, your close friend Sam is spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, your hard-earned tax dollars, to provide you with statistics You didn't even know you needed? Wow. Gives me a warm fuzzy just feeling and thinking about it. Oops, off target a little bit. Sorry. So what did Uncle Sam find out? He found out that 97% of all franchises make it through the first year of business. And he also found out that 95% of them make it through their first 5 years of business. Those statistics are just a little bit different than the normal business startup. So what's the difference between the two? In a word, it's systems. Franchises have done their homework, found out what works, and have taken the time to document the process so it can be repeated over and over and over again. The results? 97% of the franchises make it through their first year, and 90% of all other companies fail within the first year. There must be something positive about putting systems into place. Many years ago, when my youngest daughter was in high school, the annual fundraising season was upon us. Most years, the youth, with the strong physical and financial help of the parents, were asked to sell candy, magazines, donuts, and other overpriced and basically useless items. But this year was different. This year, the youth were asked to pre-sell pancake breakfasts at McDonald's, good for one specific Saturday morning. That was what the students were asked to do. Now for the catch. The parents, yes, it always comes back to the parents, were asked to actually go to McDonald's that Saturday morning to cook the pancakes. My first thought was, I can't boil water, much less cook consistent quality pancakes in volume. However, being a supportive parent, we not only bought enough tickets for our neighborhood, but we also agreed to cook. As a special Saturday morning approached, I became a bit more anxious about cooking. The parent volunteers were asked to be at McDonald's 45 minutes before the event began to, quote-unquote, learn how to cook perfect pancakes every time. The day arrived, and there I was with four other parents thinking of 27 ways I could, and probably would, mess up the process of cooking even semi-acceptable pancakes. My wait was short. The manager arrived, introduced himself, and announced that in 5 or 10 minutes, we would all be able to produce perfect pancakes every time. I chuckled silently, but was ready to learn. First, the manager showed us an empty stainless steel container, which had a mark on it about 4 inches from the top. Next, he proceeded to open a cardboard box filled with individual packets of pancake mix. Then he instructed us to open one packet and empty the contents into the stainless steel container. Once emptied, we were to then add water to the mark I just described earlier. The container was then placed in the mixer and allowed to mix for a specific period of time. The batter was ready. Now it was time to cook. We were taken to a flat surface stove with 12 dots on it. Each dot was numbered. Number 1 was in the upper left-hand corner of the stovetop. Number 2 was below it, and number 3 was below number 2. The fourth dot was again at the top of the stove to the right of spot number 1. The process continued with rows and columns until all 12 dots covered the surface. We were then shown a special pancake dipper. It held the exact amount of batter for one pancake. We were told to dip the batter and to place the batter on the dots in order, beginning with dot number 1. The process was to continue until all 12 dots were covered, each one with one dipper of batter. Once covered, we were instructed to press timer number 1 above the stove. It was amazing. The batter spread out on the stovetop, and there was plenty of space between each pancake. It was like somebody actually planned it to work that way. Oh, by the way, did I mention the visual aid for the slow learner? Above their stove, there were pictures, yes, pictures, of the process. Wow, you didn't even need to be able to read to make perfect pancakes. When the initial timer went off, we were to begin flipping the pancakes, but not randomly. We were to flip them in order, beginning with spot number 1. When all 12 were flipped, we were instructed to press timer number 2. When the timer number 2 went off, it was time to remove the perfect pancake. but again in order, beginning with spot number one. It worked. The system really worked. Within a very short period of time, I was making perfect pancakes by following a predetermined, proven system. What were the benefits of the system? Consistent quality product was presented to the customer no matter where or by whom the pancakes were made. An employee with a minimum of education and/or ability could do the job at a lower pay scale, which meant more profit for the company. If a problem did occur with the pancakes, all the supervisor and/or the employee had to do was review the system to see what went wrong. When the system pointed out the error in the process, the necessary correction would be made, and the process of producing high-quality pancakes would be back on track. And finally, with the systems in place for the entire business, overall quality and profitability were assured. I was impressed. Franchising was great. All the average person needed was a few $100,000. Yes, I said a few $100,000. To invest, and the system would produce a consistent profit. My goodness, Tom, that's a lot of money. What kind of person can afford to purchase a franchise like that? Well, typically, it's a doctor, a lawyer, or a very successful business person. Do they run the business on a day-to-day basis? Absolutely not. They hire management people and send them to McDonald's University in Chicago to learn, quote-unquote, the systems. Have you ever been to McDonald's University, sometimes known as Hamburger U? I have, and it's an amazing place. It's just like any other college campus, with classrooms, dorms, and labs. I can still remember walking past the milkshake lab, followed by the hamburger lab, with the french fry lab just a few steps down the hall. Each classroom was filled with students learning new systems to put into place when they got back home. The business classes taught the managers how to track costs and how to adjust pricing if and or when the profit margins begin to fall. It was amazing to see real people being taught how to run real companies to generate real profits. They were learning in a classroom what most contractors learn by the road of hard knocks. If I may, I would like to take just a bit of liberty at this point to talk about a word that is near and dear to my heart. It's called profit. Profit is not a bad word. I repeat, profit is not a bad word. A number of individuals within our government are telling the public profit is bad, it's evil, it's even sinful. That is totally wrong. Profit is what funds the growth of the company. Profit is what allows the company to expand and create new jobs across the country. Profit not only funds growth, but the profits generated by companies across this nation account for a huge amount of the total tax dollars that are collected by our federal government. Don't let anyone tell you profit is a dirty word. Without profit, our country would fall from an economic standpoint. If you remove profit motive from a company, the incentive to grow disappears. Jobs are sent to other countries, and the vehicle for creating new jobs and more taxes disappears. There. Now I feel better. Back to McDonald's. When the university graduates return home, they hire low-paying employees who are taught the system for their specific area of responsibility. What's the bottom line? The owner makes a consistent, significant profit without having to get into the specific daily operation of the company. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, guess what? Developing systems within your company will produce the same kind of consistent results. Let me say that again. Developing systems within your company will produce the same kind of consistent results. How did McDonald's develop their systems? The answer is one system at a time, the same way you will. Pick an area. A good place to begin might be the phone when the phone rings. Begin to document on paper what should be happening. Who should answer the phone? What do you want the employee saying to the customer? Script their opening statement so it'll be consistent, and create the detailed questions for your customer service representative to ask. Once the questions are asked, what information needs to be put into the company's customer base? Again, whose responsibility is it to enter the data, and what's the expected time frame for the data entry to occur? Are you beginning to get the point? Create systems for every aspect of your business. Set up systems for ordering materials, for the sales presentation process, the physical receipt of inventory, payment of invoices, the running of rewards and/or bonus systems, etc., etc., etc. Create them for every area of your company. As each system is created, training becomes very organized, and everyone knows exactly what they're to do to create a consistent message to the customer. Allow your employees to be part of the process by writing the initial current procedures. Then, management can tweak the system to be sure all things are happening the way they want them to happen. Place the written system/procedures into a 3-ring notebook and review them often, at least on an annual basis. Once the systems are in place, some amazing things will begin to happen. Like the owner of a McDonald's franchise, you're going to begin to experience the following. The company will be consistent in the way it handles each and every customer. Problems will be recognized immediately and will be corrected quickly by reviewing the system. Things will run smoothly, allowing the owner to spend time working on the business instead of in the business. The company will earn a consistent profit. The owner will be able to take more and more time off since the systems run the company, not the owner. Training employees is simple. Follow the system. And when it comes time to retire, the company will be much easier to sell since the systems run the company, not the owner. I've always been told that anything of real value will always require a significant investment of time and money. It will take some time to set up systems, but in the long run, the benefits of investing your time, your energy, and your money will bear a lot of fruit year after year after year.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Remember, if you're serious about putting systems into place, you just might want to attend Grandy & Associates' 3-day Basic Business Bootcamp. Check out our website for all the details at www.grandyassociates.com or call us at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.